High weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly sunny today, high near 43. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 22, high of 47 on Tuesday. Lots of sunshine. Tuesday night, becoming cloudy, low near 25. Cooler on Wednesday, lots of clouds, high near 39. Mainly cloudy Wednesday night, slight chance of seeing some snow, low near 23. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 34.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, agricultural economist at the University of Illinois been digging through historical crop insurance data. Correspondent Todd Gleason with more.
The data shows from 1989 on, farmers in the state, for that matter across the nation, overwhelmingly chose to use crop insurance as a risk management tool, says Illinois Extension agricultural economist Gary Schnicki.
Crop insurance is extensively used. It's used on over 85% of the acres for corn and soybeans in Illinois. That which is planted is insured. And the single most popular crop insurance product is RP.
RP stands for Revenue Protection, and it's just one in a series of federal government-backed crop insurance choices farmers can make.
What they like about RP is probably two things: the guarantee price increase associated with RP, and they prefer farm level coverage to any sort of county level products.
Dinkey says it will be interesting to see if farmers choose to include any of the new add-on crop insurance products that are coming in 2021. As making RP the crop insurance products of choice, well, the ag economist says he thinks that's the right move.
That's a good decision. RP is a very good product. It provides excellent protection, and migrating to that makes perfect sense.
Corn and soybean farmers will make the 2021 growing season crop insurance choices in March. This year, that choice will include the Enhanced Coverage Option, or ECO. It works like SEO, but is not subject to the ARC PLC decision. I'm Todd Gleason.
And Deere & Company reported net income of $757 million for the fourth quarter that ended November 1st. That was $2.39 a share, compared with net income of $722 million for the quarter ending November 3rd of last year. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosierow. Hopefully not too many people had explosions in their backyard trying to deep fry their turkey for the Thanksgiving holiday, as many of the 911 services had been out for nearly half the state of Kansas over the weekend. KAKE News reports that according to AT&T, they've restored service for the 911 centers in southern Kansas after a technical issue. But while the services were down, most people didn't even know.
Well, it kind of throws you off your base because, you know, if anything was to happen, that's our resource. You know, and so it's shocking and it's scary at the same time.
Many counties still have temporary lines available to call if you do have an emergency. In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has reported another 5,224 new COVID-19 cases since Wednesday last week. That brings the state total to 153,000. KDHE also reported an additional 26 new deaths and 97 new hospitalizations, putting the total for hospitalizations since the pandemic began at over 5,000. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade, and we'll give you top dollar for it, regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select discount vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock new GO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 8,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Office expires November 30th, 2020.
A study that tests for parts of the coronavirus in sewage is giving public health workers advance notice of virus surges. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that the city of Lawrence has been taking weekly sewage samples at both its wastewater treatment plants to test for components of the virus shed in feces as part of a study contracted through the University of Kansas Schooling of Engineering. The city has also been sharing the data with local and state health departments. Lawrence Douglas Public County Health Department spokesman said that the presence of the virus in wastewater has served as an early predictor of surges in positive cases, providing about a week week's notice and giving the health department valuable lead time. In other news, the Flint Hills of Kansas are all abuzz over a new coin that pays homage to the state's Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve. The Wichita Eagle reports the U.S. Mint this month released the 55th installment in its America the Beautiful Quarters program. The flip side offers a skyward view of the prairie, native big blue stem and Indian grasses, as well as a regal frutillary butterfly. The Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve says the design helps spotlight some of the prairie's endangered ecosystem. Good American Network News.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in Nebraska has remained relatively stable over the past 2 weeks, but it also has remained near record levels, which is putting significant stress on the state's hospitals. Nebraska officials said 911 people were hospitalized with the virus as of Saturday. Over the past 2 weeks, that figure has gone up and down between Saturday's low point and the record high of 987 set on November 20th. More employees of the Nebraska prison system have tested positive for coronavirus. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said in a statement Saturday night that four staff members had tested positive for COVID-19. Two of those working at the Omaha Correctional Center, one at the Tecumseh State Correctional Institution, and one at the department's central office. And parts of the state waking up to frigid temperatures this morning, as it would appear winter temps might be here to stay. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it, regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock new GO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 8,900. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Offer expires November 30th, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Tuesday marks the annual Frankfort Community Foundation Giving Day. Area residents are encouraged to support the community and its nonprofit organizations with contributions matched this year to a total of $29,000. In-person contributions will be accepted at the Allstack Gallery from 7 a.m. until 5:30 p.m., and online contributions can be made anytime, 24 hours on Tuesday, at frankfortgives.com. Checks dated December 1st will also qualify and may be mailed to Frankfort Community Foundation, Box 186 in Frankfort. 27 organizations will participate and are listed on the organization's website. Last year, with matching funds, the effort raised nearly $75,000. Again, details are online at frankfortgives.org. A fatality home fire in Wetmore in Nemaha County early Thursday morning claimed the life of a 62-year-old man. He lived alone, and neighbors reportedly called the fire in around 5:30 a.m. Cause has not been determined, but is likely accidental, and the name of the fatality from that home fire in Wetmore Thursday morning has yet to be released. This year marks the 25th year for the Blue Valley Giving Tree, an effort to assist families locally during the Christmas season from Blue Valley Technologies. Due to COVID issues, the traditional drop sites this year have been changed.
This year, there's a lot of businesses that are closed to the public, so we're trying a little bit different approach. We're going to be doing a lot more virtually. We're going to be live on social media with wish lists of children. People can contact us over the phone at 877-876-1228, or they can email me. All that information is on our social media and website.
Jada Ackerman with Blue Valley Technologies was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend and spoke of other changes as the tradition continues, however.
Normally, we recruit outside volunteers to help us wrap presents and to do some of the shopping for any of the cards that are not fulfilled by outside donors. Unfortunately, this year, we are not able to do that. We want to make sure that we keep everyone as safe as possible. So we're trying to limit the amount of contact that each of the presents have with outside sources and other people. And then we'll be doing pickup, kind of curbside delivery.
Dorian B. Bisping, age 85, of Lynn, passed away Thursday. Private graveside service Monday at the Zion Lutheran Cemetery at Lynn, with the ward funeral home in Lynn in charge of arrangements for Dorian Bisping. Marjorie A. Nord, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Private graveside service Monday at 2 at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Marge Nord. Betty Ferris, age 90, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 3 p.m. at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Betty Ferris. Robert Springer, age 88, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Private service to be held Monday at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Robert Springer. Thelma E. Gaddis, age 97, of Vermilion, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday at 1 at the Vermilion Christian Church. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Thelma Gaddis. Rochelle Loeffler, age 60, of Home, Kansas, passed away Friday. Alan Loeffler, age 63, of Home, Kansas, passed away Saturday. Private graveside services Wednesday at the Home City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Rochelle and Alan Loeffler. James Jimbo Davis, age 67, of Marysville, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for James Jimbo Davis. Irvin E. Knowles, age 83, of Beatty, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Weary Mortuary in Pawnee City. Interment in the Mission Creek Cemetery, Rural Liberty. Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Irvin Knowles. Betty Peterson, age 87, of Grandview, Missouri, formerly of Home City, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Thursday at 2 at the Home Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 1 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Betty Peterson. William G. Guggenheim III, age 81, of Randolph, passed away Wednesday. A memorial service is planned Friday at 1 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home. Interment in the Fancy Creek Cemetery north of Randolph. Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for William Guggenheim III.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A reminder, all locations of United Bank and Trust temporarily operating as drive-through only facilities due to COVID-19. Customers needing additional services can call to make an appointment to meet with a branch representative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly sunny today, high near 43. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 22, high of 47 on Tuesday. Lots of sunshine. Tuesday night, becoming cloudy, low near 25. Cooler on Wednesday, lots of clouds, high near 39. Mainly cloudy Wednesday night, slight chance of seeing some snow, low near 23. High of 37 on Thursday, lots of clouds, a few sunny breaks, slight chance of lingering light snow early in the day. Thursday night, gradual clearing, low near 20. High of 43 on Friday, lots of sunshine. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 23. On Saturday, lots of sunshine, high near 48. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 25. High of 49 on Sunday, lots of sunshine. Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 23. For the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on KNDY.
Give the gift of fun with Melissa and Doug Toys, available at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Melissa and Doug have toys for all ages that encourage creative play, develop problem-solving, cognitive, and social skills, and build resilience, and best of all, just plain fun. Visit Reflections Hallmark today to see the newest toys from Melissa and Doug.
Average high temperature late November 48. Record high on this date hit 75. The average low 24. And the record low is 6 below zero. Sunset this evening, 5:05. Sunrise in the morning at 7:27.
When I looked for a home improvement loan, I knew there were lots of options, but the choice turned out to be simple. I did my homework, then I went to the home of the home improvement loan.
If you want the best service and competitive rates from an experienced quality lender, your decision just got a lot easier. Come talk to us about your home improvement loan. We're an equal housing lender. Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
The Earth's magnetic field has been getting a little wobbly lately. A closer look today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. Call right now.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 30th, the 335th day of the year. Writer Mark Twain was born on this day in 1835. The North Pole is on the move. Fortunately for Santa's workshop, it's not the geographic pole, but the magnetic pole that has moved in recent years. While magnetic north typically drifts a few miles from year to year, the wandering has recently accelerated to 30 miles per year. At the current rate, it will soon be positioned over Siberia. The instability has some experts arguing that a geomagnetic reversal, a polarity flip from north to south poles, may be coming. A polarity reversal occurs, on average, about every 450,000 years. But it last occurred over 700,000 years ago. You might say that makes us overdue. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. John Mayers kicked a 30-yard field goal on the final play of the game, and Baylor beat Kansas State 32-31 on Saturday. That ended the Bears' five-game losing streak. Charlie Brewer completed 31 of 39 passes for 349 yards and two touchdowns. Kansas State has lost four in a row since starting 4-0 in conference play. K-State quarterback Will Howard threw a touchdown and ran for another. Fellow true freshman Deuce Vaughn rushed for 102 yards with a score. From K-State to KU, Max Dugan threw three touchdown passes while running 58 yards for another score. TCU piled up 337 yards rushing in all, and the Horned Frogs ground out an easy 59-23 victory over winless KU Saturday night. The 0-8 Jayhawks got virtually no production from John Daniels and Thomas McVitie before Miles Kendrick threw a pair of TD passes in relief. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Augusta Flight Center in Augusta invites you to get your dream of learning to fly off the ground with private pilot packages from Augusta Flight Center. And if you were flying a lot but haven't flown for a while, check out Augusta Flight Center's Rusty Pilot Program. The trusted flight instructors at AFC will make sure you're safe and ready to go. With the largest selection of rental aircraft in South Central Kansas, tailwheel instruction and discovery flights for only $100 plus tax, check out Augusta Flight Center online at iFlyAugusta.com.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things. Praise, honor, respect. What they don't deserve are attempts to take advantage of their service. Sadly, scammers often target veterans by going after their pensions or disability benefits with fake requests for personal information, charity scams, fake rebate offers, and more. Be vigilant and remember the Veterans Administration won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. Help protect those who protected our country. Visit AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork to learn more. Paid for by AARP.
Patrick Mahomes threw for 462 yards and three touchdowns to outplay Tom Brady and lead the Chiefs to a 27-24 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tyreek Hill scored on receptions of 75, 44, and 20 yards, backflipping into the end zone on his second TD and finishing with 13 catches for a total of 269 yards. Hill's last reception was an 8-yarder on 3rd-and-7 to give Mahomes an opportunity to run out the clock. The Chiefs won their 6th straight game and clinched their 7th 10-win season in 8 years under coach Andy Reid. The NFL has fined the New Orleans Saints $500,000 and stripped them of a 2021 7th-round draft pick for violating league COVID-19 protocols. That's according to a person with direct knowledge of the discipline who also tells the Associated Press that the Patriots have been fined $350,000 for similar violations. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hanover Wildcats captured the 8-man Division II state championship at Newton Saturday, winning over St. Francis 46-24. St. Francis Indians started strong, scoring a 65-yard touchdown on their first play from scrimmage. Outstanding rusher Shadron Blanca into the end zone. Adam Krein adds an 8-yard score in the first quarter. Hanover 4 unanswered scores in the second quarter, forcing 4 turnovers, including 3 interceptions. Jacob Juneman, 6 yards out. Emmett Juneman, 38 yards. 14-yard touchdown pass to Colin Juneman. And a pass to Colin Juneman with 9 seconds left before intermission put Hanover up 30-12. Each team scored twice in the third quarter. First play from scrimmage in the second half. Juneman found Emmett Juneman for a 40-yard strike. And then it was St. Francis Adam Klein on a 17-yard carry. Tyler Bonzer on a 50-yard kick return for Hanover's final score. St. Francis answers back as Shadron Blanca with 42 yards, but Hanover prevails 46-24 after a scoreless fourth quarter. Hanover remains undefeated in 11 starts. St. Francis runner-up drops to 11-1. Wildcats' 7th championship in school history. After a hiatus from the state tournament last year, they had a three-peat in 16-17-18. And Hanover Wildcats are the 2020 8-man Division II state champions. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Brighten your holidays with a white poinsettia. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Alaska is one of the whitest poinsettias on the market. Poinsettia's true flowers are the small round structures tucked in the middle of the colorful bracts we call flowers. Alaska's dark green, oak-shaped leaves really make the paper white bracts shine. Alpina is a smaller, more compact version of Alaska and new for 2020. You might have an easier time finding White Star, a favorite among growers and retailers. Its large white bracts are very showy and often painted or glittered for a twist on tradition. Polar Bear White Poinsettia was introduced over a decade ago. The green veins on some of the lower white bracts show through, providing added interest. Visit your local garden center or florist to find these and other unique poinsettias for the holidays. Those specializing in new introductions are more likely to sell these. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
Imagine a ship over a football field and a half long and 62 feet wide. Now imagine you need to build over 500 of them in just 1 year. That's exactly what the United States did at the end of World War II. The ship and its story is today's edition of the American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. They are called victory ships. Few remain today, but from the 1940s through the 1970s, they were a very important part of America's military might.
The purpose of the victory ship was to supply cargo to the troops overseas in World War II when it was built, certainly followed up with Korean Vietnam later. They were built to replace an aging craft called the Liberty ship, which was a little slower, a little smaller, and essentially were developed to be fast enough to outrun a U-boat.
Bill Kuzmick shares the story from the American Victory Ship and Museum in Tampa Bay. Most were constructed during World War II.
Turning them out certainly at a rate of one or more a week, and in some cases much more. This particular vessel was built in 55 days, which was not unusual. During the beginning of the war, they were slower. During the beginning of production, I should say they were slower. And towards the end, about a two-month cycle was about right for a ship to be built.
These were not small boats being built in under 2 months.
You've got a vessel that's 455 feet long, 62 feet wide. Got a draft of about 28 feet, maybe 26, depending on how it was loaded. Built with five cargo holds and with 10 gunnery stations on board to defend itself.
Over 500 victory ships were constructed in 1944 and 45. Those building the ships were often new members of the workforce.
A lot of the labor force was women and minorities building these ships throughout the nation because the men were at war.
More from on board one of those victory ships next time as we travel the countryside in Tampa, Florida. I'm Andrew McCrae.
Beef cows can live a long time with the proper care. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A cow that's healthy and productive adds value to the herd as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Your place, she rewards you each year with quality calves. A cow with good longevity is a valuable asset to the bottom line. Jane Parrish is an extension beef cattle specialist at Mississippi State University. She says there are two definitions of cow longevity, the length of life and length of service. A cow that isn't sound or productive may be culled from the herd even if it's young. On the other hand, a breeding animal that produces healthy calves from year to year can live to its late teens. Parrish says she's heard producers say they have such a great cow she's old enough to vote.
Parrish says you have to manage cows effectively.
Nutrition's the big thing. We know that body condition score is very related to if that animal's going to breed back on time or at all. So if we're not giving them the proper nutrition, then we've set them up for failure regardless of how good their genetics are. And another thing, too, would be just having a good herd health program. If you have animals that are not vaccinated for disease, then they're susceptible to problems.
Longevity also depends on the cow's ability to endure weather extremes, its udder and skeletal soundness, and ease of calving. Parrish says you should keep good records to track the stayability of your animals.
The people that made the comments that cow's old enough to vote, do they know when that cow was born and how many years she's been in the herd, how many calves she's had? Are those calves above average? The people who can document that can really identify those better animals and hopefully use those animals to produce daughters to keep better females in the herd.
Greater cow longevity can save on the cost of replacement heifers. The disadvantage is you're not bringing in newer, improved genetic traits as often. Learn more about beef cow longevity at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
At Country Place Senior Living, you'll have life as you want it and care as you need it. Country Place Senior Living is welcoming, well-designed, and focuses on the specific needs of older adults. Each apartment is designed to help seniors feel independent, secure, and dignified. At Country Place Senior Living, residents feel at home.
I've made it my home by bringing in a few pictures from my family and just getting acquainted with the people that live here and the good help they have here, and it just seems like home to me.
To make Country Place Senior Living your home, call 562-4001.
Thank you. Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. This Bible verse gives me a lot of inspiration in good times and in challenging times. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, life will throw you a curveball every once in a while, and things, well, they don't always go as planned. But no matter what's happening around you, gratitude is something you can embrace all the time. So here's one thing you can do every day. Make a list of things you're grateful for. Your family, your job, your health could be on the list. And every day, try to find something new to add. Each day, say a little prayer of gratitude. It can help you see that everything you have is a generous gift from God, and you may be more likely to share what you have with others. So celebrate the abundance of your life and live every day in gratitude. It'll help you achieve financial clarity and live a more meaningful life.
You don't have to be a farmer to join the Farm Bureau. More today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
On Wednesday, December 9th, you have an opportunity to enjoy a great country music concert and to contribute to a service that'll benefit American farmers. John Deere is teaming up with Farm Rescue to present The Farm Must Go On, a live streaming concert event on YouTube featuring performers like Dustin Lynch, Maddie and Tay, Mickey Guyton, Travis Denning, and Tyler Farr. Get details anytime at thefarmmustgoon.com. Why should non-farmers join the American Farm Bureau Federation? Robin Kinney, Senior Director of Member Engagement, is glad you asked.
Joining Farm Bureau will provide value to your entire family through a number of the benefits we have, but also a watchdog that's focused on the issues of production. We have some ag literacy material for our future consumers to understand, here's what I do on my farm and how I do it.
Kinney says the pandemic-induced disruptions to the food chain drew consumer attention to food and agriculture in a big way.
This hit us in March. Well, spring of the year is when farmers are putting seed in the ground, and I can assure you and your listeners that never stopped. They continued to till the soil, care for the livestock, to do what they could to keep product flowing in the chain.
Kinney says consumers with questions about agriculture can find answers from the Farm Bureau.
I think consumers right now view agriculture as an essential industry of the country. And I think that there's a real opportunity for us to share some knowledge with them.
Learn more about Farm Bureau membership at fb.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Hello and good Monday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Farm income and low repayment rates recovered from sharp declines in the second quarter, and demand for credit softened, according to a Federal Reserve Ag Credit surveys. Although farm income generally remained low, loan repayment rates stabilized, and farmland real estate markets remained strong. Farm loan demand moderated in all Federal Reserve districts for the first time since 2013 in the third quarter. Funding at agricultural banks was likely supported by higher deposits and an influx of liquidity from the Federal Reserve and government programs following the COVID-19 outbreak. The Fed says an influx of government payments and higher prices for agricultural commodities provided greater support for farm finances in the third quarter and seemed to limit demand for financing. Despite some improvements in the agricultural economy, farm income and repayment rates remained low, albeit not as low as in the second quarter. Increased uncertainty related to the pandemic may also have curbed some demand for new loans and could continue to weigh on agricultural lending conditions moving forward. Now, in other news, last time we spoke with USDA's Gary Crawford, he says there's a slightly better wheat export picture.
The exports situation for U.S. wheat could be slightly stronger in this new 2021 fiscal year, and in USDA's latest ag trade forecast,
wheat exports are projected at $6.2 billion. That's up $200 million.
up $200 million from the USDA's last forecast made back in August. This increase based on somewhat higher volumes expected, but also...
We've seen wheat prices improve in the last couple of months due to really dry conditions in Russia and as well as Argentina, as well as in the U.S.
USDA this month has raised its forecast for average wheat prices this season up to $4.70 a bushel. That would be 12 cents higher than this past season.
For USDA's Gary Crawford, I'm Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade, and we'll give you top dollar for it, regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock new GL464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offered rebates to dealer. Office expired.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, if you think you know all about the history of Thanksgiving, then don't listen to this. Gary Crawford with more.
It's that time again, as Winnie the Pooh puts it.
Thanks for Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving Day.
A day of thanks and tradition and...
Come on!
Yes, football. And in fact, at the first of Thanksgiving with the Pilgrims and Indians,
there were contests and races and other kinds of things. So in addition to the food, there was also a tradition of athletic events, I guess you could say, if you want to draw this together to the football tradition.
I do. That's Agriculture Department historical expert Ann Eflin. She says, of course, another major Thanksgiving tradition is the turkey. But Eflin says at the first Thanksgiving, no direct evidence they actually ate turkey, as many of us picture it. One pilgrim did keep a journal that says
they had gone out to shoot wild fowl, so it's not absolutely certain that they had turkey, but they certainly might have.
Another misconception is that we've celebrated Thanksgiving ever since. Wrong. In fact, it took 242 years, and finally, Abraham Lincoln declared the last Thursday in November as a National Thanksgiving Day. Later, we added turkey and, of course, football. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And USDA announcing the official launch of its Ask USA program. In an effort to transform how the public interacts with the department, the Ask USA program has been established as one front door for customers to access information and help from USDA. Ask USDA hosts over 5,000 knowledge articles to facilitate self-service customer service to address citizens' most common issues and questions. Ask USA gives customers the ability to resolve questions by creating a single destination for phone, chat, and web inquiries in order to create a more streamlined experience to the public. Find more at ask.usda.gov. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here with you to do some remembering on this beginning of the last month that I'll be a broadcaster on agricultural topics. after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
As I remember the last week of the month for the last 60 years, I'm reminded that during this week, it was a week that I would spend talking about the Thanksgiving weekend and the week after Thanksgiving, because it was a week of the International Livestock Show at the International Amphitheater in Chicago. So during this week, I would spend every day on stage at the International Livestock Show and enjoy the music of our band, the Sage Riders with Dolph Hewitt, and would also enjoy the opportunity to visit with a lot of interesting people who would come to Chicago every week after Thanksgiving to salute the livestock industry. And a lot of people would load up animals, steers, hogs on trains coming into Chicago from Iowa and from Minnesota and Wisconsin, Indiana. And it would give me the opportunity to visit with a lot of interesting people in the livestock business. And it was always a show. We would do our noon radio show live on stage with the band. In addition to that, the horse show was a part of the International as well. So in the evening, the show ring would be turned over to teams of horses for competition for those animals, beautiful animals that made their way around the show ring, pulling some very colorful wagons and saluting the livestock animal feed business. And it was an opportunity to talk to producers that we'd talk to perhaps just once a year as they made their way into Chicago. There would be trains, for example, that would not only haul people, but haul the livestock that would come in from various communities in Iowa and other states to participate in the International Livestock Show. And didn't eat many Thanksgiving Day dinners at home because I would be at the amphitheater at the show. And the opportunity to say hello to Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, Dizzy Dean, and a lot of other entertainers who would come to Chicago and do the entertaining during the off-judging times. A lot of great memories, and I would guess some of you enjoyed the same memories during the Thanksgiving week. So, a memory, and I'll be sharing more of them on National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Too much salt isn't good for you. It's not good for your crops either. The key to soil salinity management is water management on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Some parts of the country have been in a perpetual wet cycle, which has brought on high salinity levels in the soil. Salts move with water, and when the water evaporates, the salts don't, and they accumulate over time. In general, if the soil is white and nothing's growing, you have a problem. Chris Augustine is an Extension Soil Health Specialist at North Dakota State University. He says the key to salinity management is water management and practices that encourage leaching and drying the soil profile.
That would include cover crops after your cash crop harvest, so your small grains or something you'd harvest in August. We still have a big window of water use that we can use. And those late season cover crops can help dry that soil down. And you want it dry going into the winter. So then the next spring when we have our snow melt, that's when most of the leaching occurs, and also evaporation is low. Evaporation is kind of that conveyor belt that brings salts to the surface.
Salt raises electrical conductance in the soil. Testing the level of conductance can indicate which species of crops or forages you should plant based on their salt tolerance.
Some of our more sensitive crops would be corn, soybeans, chickpeas, any sort of those pulses or legumes are pretty salt sensitive. And then our more salt tolerant crops would include wheat, sunflowers, canola, and barley is one of the most salt tolerant cash crops that we grow. And so crop selection can definitely help in at least getting something growing there.
With the right management, a salinity problem can be remedied in about 3 to 5 years. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about managing soil salinity at agriculture.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has one remaining new 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 model crew cab four-wheel drive pickup. It's the LTZ Z71 package. They have two of the new 21 Silverado 2500 model crew cab pickups. Their four-wheel drives fully equipped and ready for your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Hello and good Monday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And passing through the lunch hour, still more of the same. Quite a bit of pressure all across the ag commodity markets as we wrap up this month of November. However, there is some slight rebounding in the livestock, especially for the feeder cattle complex. January feeder cattle now back up 87 cents, trading at $140.70. March up 62 to $139.62. However, still a negative day for the live cattle. December live cattle still down 70 cents at $109.92. February drops 50 cents back down to $112.77. And it's still a triple-digit gain for the lean hogs. December lean hogs, the one green light, up $1.12 at $67 per hundredweight. February to $68.32, that's up $1.07. Into the grain, still quite a bit of pressure today, especially for the wheat complex. All three Chicago, spring, Kansas City wheat experience a double-digit loss as we see December Kansas City wheat specifically down 16 cents to 545 and a half. March at 548 and three quarters. That's down 16 and a half. Corn also with a slight loss. December corn down 4 at 421 and a half. March to 427 and a half. That's down 6 and a quarter. And the soybeans taking the biggest hit today. January beans, a double-digit loss all morning. Now down 20 and a quarter cent here through the midday at 1171 and a half. March to 1172 and a half. That's down the same 20 and a quarter mark. Sharp losses for both soy meal and soy oil as well. December soybean oil down 78 points to 3792. The meal drops 350 to 395. Cotton complex also with a near triple-digit loss. December cotton now down 93 to 70.75. A peek through the live, or excuse me, energy market sees crude oil down 71 cents to 44.82 per barrel. And then the gas also weaker, down 3 cents to 125 a gallon. Heating oil down 2 to 135. And natural gas, the one green light, up 7 currently at 291. Gold still down $6.90 to 17.75 an ounce. Silver up 2 cents to 22.57. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty at Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty at Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it. Regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock new GO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 8,900. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing for Ford motor credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer.
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country. Heard through 7 decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.